Governor Patrick recognized the 54 communities awarded more than $27 million in federal community development block grants.
Those federal resources and that federal partnership over the last 8 years has been responsible for, enabled us in Massachusetts to award over $250 million to cities and towns all across the Commonwealth. Those are funds that are used to revitalize communities, from the creation of affordable housing to construction and rehabilitation of community facilities to the revitalization of downtown areas. They make these communities, all of our communities, more attractive places to live and work and to raise a family.
Through a joint effort, Great Barrington and Sheffield received more than $800,000. The grant comes as Great Barrington and Housatonic Village are undergoing separate Main Street reconstruction projects. Great Barrington town planner Christopher Rembold.
So this grant award, though, was for infrastructure, stormwater engineering on Front Street here in Housatonic Village, particularly on Front Street, and then there's a drain line that runs under the Monument Mills. And we hope to correct that problem because it's been one of the impediments to the revitalization of the historic mills.
The majority of the town's joint grant will go toward housing rehabilitation. Rembold says the two communities hope to make about 15 housing awards.
The housing need is great. Housing prices are skyrocketing. Incomes are flat. And we did a study just a couple years ago with Berkshire Regional Planning's help, and we identified these critical needs. People who were maybe house rich and cash poor, they just couldn't afford to fix their boiler or tighten up their windows. And if you're living with drafty windows in the Berkshires with oil heat, that's an expensive proposition. So we hope that this might help folks like that.
Of the 54 communities awarded money, few are large population centers. Massachusetts Undersecretary for Housing and Community Development Aaron Gornstein says the grants, which can total nearly $1 million, allow for small communities to give significant facelifts to their town centers. Gornstein says it also addresses an often forgotten population when talking about housing needs.
When it comes to senior citizens, they're living in their homes, but they're living in, you know, precarious situations. They also may need modifications, wheelchair ramps, things like that, because many of them face disabilities as they get older. And in order for them to stay in their house, they have to retrofit their home.
North Adams, Greenfield, and West Springfield were each awarded $900,000. North Adams Mayor Richard Alkenbright says the money will be used for housing demolition and improvements to a community center at the city's old armory.
But we see everything from elders coming in the morning because it's close to our senior center, elders coming in the morning for exercise classes or just to walk the gym in bad weather, we'd love to have a space for our veterans. Maybe an 11 to 2, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, our veterans can just come in that community room and crash and, the camaraderie of that. Youth sports, youth basketball, indoor soccer, all those types of things. But other things, community theater, community dance, people leasing space in the community center to run programming, community kitchen possibly. We're looking at the possibility of a community kitchen.
Alkenbright hopes to find an organization to run the center as early as January. U.S. Congressman Richard Neal says the genius of the federal program is that local officials decide how the money is used.
If you want to increase efficiency, you talk about road improvements and street improvements, and you talk about sewer improvements and waterway improvements, and that's what it's for.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.